It's 8 a.m., too early for a pint, but dozens of people are crammed into the Salt Hill Pub in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Cory Booker, in jeans and a blazer, grabs the microphone and steps in front of an oversized American flag.
I know I am here, we are here, because crowds like this, groups like this, and local communities all across this country is what has defined the character of this country.
It's the Democrats' second trip to the Granite State since he announced last month he was running for president. In his stump speech, Booker returned to stories he often tells about housing discrimination against his black parents, as well as his tenure as the mayor of Newark. The main theme, though, was his desire to bring people together and help Americans find common ground.
And God, I want to rekindle that beloved community. I don't care what title I have. That's my life purpose.
Maria Goodwin, a 16-year-old from Lebanon, will be old enough to vote in her first presidential election next year and came to hear Booker's pitch.
I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about going to it because I've never been to anything before. I didn't know how I was going to be like interested in it, but it was actually really interesting and I enjoyed listening to it a lot.
Goodwin even snapped a selfie with Booker. But residents around here are keeping their options open. Lee Oxenham likes Booker, but she says she wants to hear from other candidates, too.
I haven't decided. I still have a Bernie sticker on my car. I'm very impressed with Cory. I'm also very impressed with Elizabeth Warren, and I'd love to see the two of them on a ticket together.
Oxenham might get her wish. During the stop, Booker all but confirmed he would pick a female vice president if he got the Democratic nomination.
No matter what, I'm looking you in the eye and saying this, there will be a woman on the ticket. I don't know if it's in the vice president's position or the president's position, but if I have my way, there will be a woman on the ticket.
This was an applause line for many, but not all in the audience.
You know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. We don't need a man in the White House to fight for our rights.
Mary Jane Mulligan is a Democratic state representative from New Hampshire. She says she'd rather see Booker support some of the women already in the race, like his Senate colleagues Elizabeth Warren or Kirsten Gillibrand. Mulligan says the bigger point for her is that since New Hampshire has an early primary, all the candidates will visit her state and she'll get to see them up close.
I am excited as a person, as a resident of New Hampshire, that I have the opportunity to drive 20 minutes from my house and to ask Cory Booker my questions. Okay, so that excites me.
New Hampshire's primary election is still 11 months away. In Lebanon, New Hampshire, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.